Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Bodines brings me back to my high school Summerfest days. We play the Bodines for this segment because it is Milwaukee as a microcosm for the state, and of course, Wisconsin as a microcosm for the country's politics. And we've got an interesting initiative that the city of Milwaukee has been working on for a bit. It's called Vision Zero, and that is to eliminate all traffic deaths within the city of Milwaukee. I particularly like this because it places the city in an affirmative policy posture. In other words, here's this place that we want to get to. Here is our goal. Instead of always being in this responsive, oh gosh, we have to stop the reckless driving, it sets out an ambitious, audacious goal for us to get to as a city. Again, not just trying to eliminate the harms, but trying to establish a positive direction. We've got Jeremy Janine of Urban Milwaukee, the founder and one of the journalists there. Welcome back to the show, Jeremy, and happy belated 4th of July to you.
To you as well. Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about Vision Zero. When did this come about? How are they going about trying to achieve this quite audacious goal?
Yeah, it sounds ridiculous on its face, but there's even one U.S. city that has achieved it. It's an idea from the 1990s that originated in Sweden, and it takes a holistic approach at eliminating traffic deaths. The acknowledgement that crashes are going to happen, but they don't have to be severe and they don't have to be fatal. And that includes not just people in vehicles, but pedestrians, bicyclists, everyone that could be around the road and using a road, that they should be safe. And the U.S. city that did achieve this is Hoboken, New Jersey, which is obviously a little bit of an outlier because it's a smaller city. It's only a couple square miles. Milwaukee is much larger, but they did it in a systematic fashion that Milwaukee is trying to do as well. And traditionally, when you think of preventing or increasing road safety, you think of three things: engineering, enforcement, and education. So enforcement, something we can all identify, putting more police officers out there or targeting certain reckless driving, that kind of thing. Engineering, the way Milwaukee's rebuilding streets. And there's a reason to think engineering could have big results. And one of the stats when the city put together its Vision Zero plan is 59% of serious crashes, so more than half of them, occur on 9% of the city's streets. So you don't need to re-engineer every street. And then the last thing, education, doing things like just raising awareness in high school of proper practices and even doing the logical, simple thing like teaching driver's ed to as many people as possible. So doing all those things in concert and then tracking your progress. Unfortunately, since I published this article, Milwaukee has recorded 2 more traffic deaths. It's now up to 23 on the year. So a long way to go, but it is down 7% from last year.
That is good news, bad news. And this is quite a challenge for a city like Milwaukee, but this is also one of those, again, holistic public policy approaches, trying to take a targeted approach using data and this kind of analysis to identify, hey, these are our tier one areas where we see the most fatalities. We don't have to do the same thing in all places because it won't have equal impact. This is the kind of thing that as a number cruncher, as a data wonk myself, I wish we saw more of this from policymakers. What has the public's reaction to this been so far? What are some of these improvements to the streets, these high risk, high fatality streets that the city has been making?
There's a lot of different things happening. You saw some really quick fixes. If you go down Capitol Drive in Milwaukee, you can see these curb bump outs that just prevent the most reckless passing in the parking lane. But also every time the city reconstructs a street, it redesigns it now in a safer way. So not only are you eliminating potholes, but you're just right-sizing lanes. We have a lot of streets in the city of Milwaukee, and you can see these across Wisconsin, that are way wider than they need to be. We had more people driving not on the interstates in the 1960s than we do today. So yes, a lot of opportunity to redesign streets. The city of Milwaukee also has a traffic safety unit within the Milwaukee Police Department, so focused on targeted offenses. And then there's advocacy at the state level, and we've talked about this in the past, on being able to impound the vehicles of reckless drivers. What's the reception to that? People favor some components of it. They're a bit more concerned with, oh, I can't drive as fast as I want. But the key thing to know is speed can kill.
This is the trick here. And it's interesting to me. I'm going to draw a very, very rough analogy. When people say they want bipartisanship and compromise and then complain when they get it. Well, I want safer streets and people to slow down. But wait, I can't zip by in the parking lane. And when I'm going to work, boy, I don't like that. Folks, you have to be able, again, these are collective, we're creating community goods by these kinds of programs and policy changes. And yeah, it's going to require behavior modification for all of us, right? Like that's part of what this process is, and thinking, hey, I might need to leave a little bit earlier. And I'll just say this. I was an incredibly responsible kid, got really good grades, did all the sports, but I was an incredibly irresponsible driver. I drove way too fast. I got 2 speeding tickets inside of a month when I was graduating from high school. My parents were super pleased with that. I was painting houses that summer to pay for that, and the insurance increases, believe you me. Listen, thanks so much, Jeremy. It's always a pleasure to have you. That's Jeremy Janine, the founder and creator of Urban Milwaukee, an online newspaper. Check out their work. Thanks for being here, Jeremy, for Milwaukee as a Microcosm for Wisconsin. When we come back, we're going to go back to the statewide view. We'll be joined by Mark Sommerhauser of the Wisconsin Policy Forum to talk about Wisconsin's imports and exports and the impact of Donald Trump's tariff terrors on our economy here in Wisconsin. Keep it locked. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.